folks are way too worried about this segment. Y'all gotta chill out.
Travis, come on.
Travis, come on in here. I mean,
Travis doesn't worry about anything anymore.
Travis doesn't worry.
He's resigned to it.
We're gonna play Jeopardy, but not just any Jeopardy. We're playing Jeopardy with Brooke McKenzie, who won last night, $17,000 wealthier, and she also happens to be Travis's so nervous. She also happens to be the sister of our producer, Travis McKenzie, and I have no idea. Brooke, welcome to the show. There's no reason for you. We've met you. We met you at Travis's wedding. For you to be nervous. Your brother, though, is like the top of his ears blush when he gets nervous. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How did you go about qualifying, or how did you go about getting on the show?
Believe it or not, it's quite a lengthy process. They do an online test every year that my husband and I have been taking every year for about a decade. If you do well enough on the online test, they invite you to an audition that they have in various U.S. cities. I drove down to Detroit for it in the summer of 2018. I assume nothing came of it, but I got a call from Culver City, California, the end of October, just of this past year, 15 months after the audition, inviting me to do a taping in December.
And you will be on again tonight, correct? Because you won last night, so we people can tune in tonight.
Yes,
to watch your winning streak continue or not. But it's all top secret, right? Even Travis McKenzie didn't know. Yeah, even Travis McKenzie didn't quite know what was going to happen, did he?
That's right. Although family members and my spouse, who came down to L.A. to watch the taping, did know the results. Travis had a daughter just a couple weeks before, so wasn't able to make the trip.
So we were talking about apparently everybody watches Jeopardy. Now, I admit I have not watched it that much, but
including your mother.
Well, my mother's 95 years old and lives in a small apartment in Morden. There's not a whole hell of a lot to do there. but anyhow, not that I'm taking anything away from Jeopardy, but you know, we started talking about, and actually it was your brother Travis. We're talking about the sort of World Series of Jeopardy competitions that they have and everything. And apparently, you know, in addition to knowing the answers. Or knowing the questions, I guess. Apparently, the buzzer is like a big thing, right? Like there's an art form to. I mean, I just assumed you hit the damn thing and your name came up, but apparently this is not the case.
Well, by the time you get there, it's a bunch of big nerds who know the answers to many of the questions. So a lot of it is just getting in first. But if you buzz in too quickly, you get locked out. You have to wait until Alex finishes reading the question.
I didn't know that.
So a lot of it is just about getting the timing. If you watch the show I was on last night, you can see me sort of furiously buzzing at a few questions that I was hoping to get my answer in on, but I just wasn't the first in.
She got beat to the buzzer on a very gettable question about the 1919 Black Sox.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed I didn't get that one.
So we don't have a buzzer, Jeff.
Oh, damn, that's right. So we can't play McKenzie Jeopardy. I overlooked that fact.
Well, I mean, you could ask us the questions.
Well, I can ask them
the questions individually. We'll just pretend, okay?
Well, no, I'm not going to pretend. There has to be an element of competition here.
Well, the one then the other.
Because I did want to ask Brooke this other question as well. There is a strategy to.
We're going to get to the end of the segment. That's not going to happen.
There's a strategy. There's a strategy to betting here, isn't there? There's a strategy to deciding how much money. You're going to wager on each question.
Absolutely.
In Final Jeopardy.
In Final Jeopardy, yes. Right. In Final Jeopardy.
So yes. Brooke could probably tell the story better than I could. She was trailing by $900, was it, Brooke, going into Final Jeopardy.
All right.
That's right.
She had a correct amount of money, so when the guy ahead of her got it wrong, she won.
See? Yes. Okay. You can profit from the failure of others. Go ahead, Blair. No, it's time to do this.
Okay, well, we're going to
find that. I did actually get Final Jeopardy right, but it didn't matter. I could have gotten it wrong. I bet so that it didn't matter if I got it right or wrong.
Okay.
I would have won.
Very savvy.
There's Travis.
Well played.
Travis won't let me live this down because he wanted me to, you know, bet on myself, go all in, and he was making fun of me last night because if I had listened to him and gotten it right, I would be a lot richer.
Travis is a risk taker by nature.
I'm a lawyer, and so I am risk averse by nature.
There you go. All right. Well, we're gonna play Jeopardy here. We got music and everything. Unfortunately, I didn't know you needed a buzzer. Can you make a buzzing noise? Okay. Very good. All right. So
I'm just gonna let go ahead, Blair.
Okay. All right. This is Jeopardy. All right.
So how do you propose to do this?
Well, I'm just gonna ask the question and
they're gonna make buzzing sounds?
Weren't we supposed to pick categories?
We've got this. Okay, we got three categories. We got writer's block, Blue Jays, and law. You don't want me to do the law one, do you?
No, not that one you have there. No.
Okay.
I might want you to do that one.
No, you don't.
Apparently, Mr. Brunnison concerns about the CRTC.
Okay, Brooke, you're the defending champion. Please pick a category.
Yeah, so you know what I'll do? Here's a different one. I'll forget the law. We'll do World Cities. We got writer's block, World Cities, and baseball.
All right, I'll go writer's block.
There you go. Okay, Stephen Brunt. Everybody knows Stephen Brunt is a well-respected journalist and writer.
These aren't supposed to be long-winded.
No, they're not. No. Okay. According to Stephen Brunt, this is how many Canadian Screen Awards he has won.
So much for
you're
that.
You're going to have to go to the next question.
Go ahead, Alex.
The answer is how much is five?
What is five?
What is five? Whatever. All right. Here
this
we go.
That was a horrible question.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Okay? See? Get off my case, you two.
Okay. We got 3 minutes.
Okay. That's fine. let's go. So the remaining ones are baseball and World Cities.
Let's do World Cities, Travis?
Yeah, World Cities.
All right. According to UN data, it's the world's most populous city named for a person.
I'll guess. What is Ho Chi Minh City?
No.
That's a good guess, Travis.
That was a hell of a guess. No.
Brooke?
Los Angeles.
No. Sao Paulo.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. So I got that one right.
Let's do the baseball question.
And that was a real Jeopardy question, too.
Yeah, that was actually a good question.
That was a very good question. All right.
Okay, this is it. It's coming down to the wire. We're all zeros here.
We're not doing baseball. We're doing sports teams. This professional sports team... because I know I'm going to butcher the baseball one. This professional sports team has three official mascots, Edgar, Allen, and Poe.
Who are the Baltimore Ravens?
Bing. There you go.
We have a winner. Okay, is that it?
That's it. We made it through. That's it. I'm not going to bother with the Jays one because I was...
What was the Jays one?
I was going to ask you who the first Canadian-born player in the Jays was.
Rob Butler?
No.
Who is Rob Butler?
No.
It's there for you, Brooke.
It was in the opening day lineup.
I think I know the answer.
Opening day lineup.
Can I cede my time to Travis McKenzie?
Sure. Opening. Yes, you can. You're such a lawyer, aren't you? Yes, go ahead.
Who is Dave McKay?
There you go. Who is Dave McKay? We got it.
We call it a tie then.
Yeah, it is a tie.
Let's tie goes to the champ.
I disagree.
Why am I not surprised?
Give it to the one who's actually going to be on Jeopardy tonight.
We've only got a couple of questions. I know a lot of people want to know, Brooke. What's Alex Trebek like? Because he is a guy who's very well known, obviously very well, very beloved. But I mean, what's he like when you meet him? What does he walk up to you and say hi and try to put you at ease? He is Canadian. Was there some sort of commonality there, you being from Toronto?
although the full extent of my interaction with him is what was on television. I didn't get to spend time with him in the green room or anything like that. I think he has his own. Changing quarters, but he was very kind. He did chat with us during the credits segment afterwards. He made fun of me for not getting an opera question correct, which was never going to happen, but he's very kind. He tries to put you at ease, and it was just such a thrill to meet him.
Hey, Brooke, listen, we really appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Do you wish someone best of luck, even though the show was taped a long time ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Best of luck tonight, Brooke.
Thank you.